This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Hey guys and gals, do you like video games? More importantly, do you like to laugh?
I'm Indiana Jonesing for a good time.
Me too! Do you feel like your gaming life has been a little empty recently? Well, that's because you haven't been watching me play video games with an accompaniment of hilarious commentary.
Boom!
Challenges are unavailable. Combat is unavailable. That's all my life is unavailable.
Look, and all the children are here at the daycare center. Oh, and look who's gunning them down.
Ah! Are you kidding?
So you only have to pay $47 to come back to life on Pandora?
Yes.
That's not bad. The sad thing is you have to pay $97 for a blowjob.
As long as we're not bloodbending, we're good.
Like in Airbender?
Yeah, Avatar.
Avatar.
Not the M. Night Shyamalan atrocity.
Oh, God. We don't talk about that. That's not
a
thing.
We definitely talk about
that. We don't.
Time to give Captain Flint the old sloppy marauder, eh, soldier dud?
Oh, he's giving him those guns right in the rusty trombone. That's slang for butthole.
Oh, my.
So join me and watch as I conquer the video game world one joke at a time. It's called League, and you can find it at CelebrateGeek.com/videos or straight to the YouTube channel at bit.ly/CelebrateGeek.
That's the worst promo I've ever heard.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to blow myself for the last 20 years, so it kind of makes sense.
Get ready for The Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Hannah Tilly, I am producer Travis Swartout, and now your hosts, Monica Stutz, and still unable to dance again because his guilty feet ain't got no rhythm, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode. With me, as always, we have Monica Stutz.
Hello.
And Traz Swartout.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
How you doing, gang? Thanks for hanging out on The Social Hour once again. We appreciate your diligence coming through. You know what to do. Like us on Facebook. Go to Pants Pending Studios. Like the whole network. Follow all the shows. Give us a good rating on iTunes. What's the best thing you can do? If you like what you hear, tell a friend. Let someone else know. Numbers are climbing. Just talked to Andrew the other day. The network's getting a lot, all kinds of numbers. We've got new shows coming out. just announced Selfie Dad Burr Martin coming to the network.
Woo-hoo.
Bringing his show. I'm going to be guesting on that coming up soon. That'll be fun. We're going to be working out the beats on that show. So I'm looking forward to that. Lots of stuff going on. Oh, and if you want to see the head of Pants Pending shave his head, we just need 50 more people to pledge on Patreon by May 1st, and he will scorch the earth, shave his head. All you got to do is give a little. You can do one-time donation or subscribe monthly to all the great shows on Pants Pending. You can now find the Drink and Debate on Pants Pending Studios. New episodes. We're going every other Tuesday is what I'm going to be doing with this show now. But I want to ask you guys a question. I'm thinking about adding a third show that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a show. I'll still be doing two weekly shows. One I'll do in, you know, the Drink and Debate will go back and forth with this other show I'm going to do. And I want you listeners to let me know. I want you guys to talk about this. But I have had this concept about a show called Red Wine Confessions, where I just get drunk with, comedians or other people, well-to-do people, and get them to just talk about very intimate but funny things. It'll be about an hour-long show. Mm-hmm. It's just one-on-one. Me and them getting drunk by a fireplace, real classy, wearing robes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I've had this long desire to do a sports podcast. So...
I mean, just immediately one of those sounds way more intriguing and interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sports one?
Yeah, definitely right. Not sports, honestly. Yeah. Sorry.
Traz is a sports guy. That's okay.
No, but I think sports has a lot of potential. You know, that's a big market. A lot of people like sports. There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's, like, new exciting things happening every week.
Yeah. I thought about maybe doing the sports show as a kind of once a month, end of the month, like, wrap up, like, this month in sports type of thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to do like keep up with a weekly sports grind,
yeah.
Do like a, you know, because then you could talk about, you know, that's kind of that month's work. You have a lot of fodder instead of like digging to try to talk about, well, Javarian Thompson's mom didn't like the way he acted after he kicked a field goal that didn't go in. And let's be fair. There's no Javarian Thompson's kicking field goals in the NFL. It's the Janikowskis of the world. Whiter names is what I'm saying. I'm trying to debate and kind of figure out what I want to do next, where I want to put my time. I need you guys to help me out. Let me know. Because I made a joke about this whole getting drunk with comedians podcast on Facebook and Instagram the other night. And I actually got a lot of people be like, oh, I listen to that. I want to, that sounds like a great show. And I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe that's it's a little easier to sell.
Absolutely. I think that.
So,
and as just a person, I would love to be on that show. Like, we got some red wine and crying to do.
Right, yeah. and I want it to be red wine specifically because there's something about wine, a lucid wine drunk, that you get like being drunk. Speaking of sports,
sorry, yeah, my ESPN app. Russell Westbrook.
Somehow being drunk on red wine really does bring out a different kind of a lucid feeling to you when you're hanging out. You know, it's different than being drunk on tequila or beer or anything else.
Yeah,
it's just a softer. You feel, get more in touch with your emotions. And just more expressive, you know. When I used to do a ton of writing, and I couldn't drink and write unless I was, the only thing I could do is drink red wine. Because mm-hmm. I'd feel that kind of just gets you a little loose and you feel okay and kind of get in touch with your emotions. And something about being those grapes from the earth and the fertile soil of a young, young woman and thinking of her Gentile relations.
Red wine makes you want to too.
Yeah.
fornicate on the grass with the tannins of her sweet, sweet fish. Anyway, I'm thinking about doing one or the other. No guarantees on timeline because my fucking schedule's a nightmare as it is. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm gonna go bi-weekly on the Drink and Debate just because I fucking want to, and I'm the boss of that. So that's what I'm gonna do. But I think it'll be good. It'll be good.
What? I mean, this is probably just the dumbest idea, but what if you just did both? 1 week it was like talking about sports. 1 week it was talking about people crying.
Well, I can't do both because the off week is the drinking debate.
Okay.
So it would be every other week. So I'm thinking, you know, I still was kind of hoping to try and maybe do a test show of a sports show right after the Super Bowl. Because that's kind of like right after the football's just been done. There's a lot of football talk. NBA is ramping up. That's when the NBA kicks in the second half of their season and really means something, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking cares about hockey.
So you're actually going to watch the Super Bowl this time?
I always watch the Super Bowl.
Last year, I had to give you all the breakdown of how the whole thing went.
Who was in the Super Bowl last year?
That was the Broncos and the Panthers.
Did I watch that?
You didn't, because I had to tell you what happened.
You know, maybe I missed that one. Most of the time I do, but to be fair, I could give a shit less about the Broncos or the Panthers.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Like, I mean, those are, at least if the Patriots are there, I hate the Patriots, and
yeah.
I'm watching to try to hope they lose.
Right.
If the Broncos are there, I'm like, I that's a zero. Like, at least there's something on the meter when it comes to the Patriots or, like, the Cowboys. I actually hate those teams.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the Broncos are just a zero to me. There's no, it elicits no emotion whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Most of the time, I've watched almost all Super Bowls I watch. I feel like I watched part of last year. I don't know. That was a year ago. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I recall.
Dude, I think you would be really, really, really good at hosting a sports podcast.
Yeah?
I just feel like you're passionate about it, and you're able to, like, talk about things in a funny way. And like.
I just think you'd have to make sure. I mean, it's like, it's also doing your homework for it. Like, you have to make sure that you're not just watching Jaws 3 times a week. Like, you have
Jaws is real. Don't tell me not to
watch
Jaws
all the games 3 times a week.
And
pay attention, and you're very opinionated. It's usually one-sided, so, you know.
Sports is crazy. Like, you can get killed for your opinions in sports.
Well, here's the deal. You can't opinion about how well teams are doing. All you can do is talk. All you can do is talk about the facts. When it comes to things like who your favorite team is, it just comes down to passion. Just because other people want to hate my favorite team, doesn't mean that.
Sorry about Saturday.
What happened Saturday? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Our third string quarterback. Where were the 49ers in the playoff picture?
We are just worried about next year.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that? Because he didn't make it to
rebuilding.
The playoffs.
We're rebuilding.
Okay. Call it what you want. You get sucked.
Derek Carr went to Fresno State. We went to the same high school, and so that was upsetting that this year that the Raiders had gone as far as they did, and that they didn't have a real opportunity. All four games this weekend, though, it was kind of like the same score. It was, you know, like 26-7 or 26-13.
Yeah.
Everybody, it wasn't any close games. There was a clear winner for each game.
Yeah, I as soon as Carr went down, I'm like, okay, well, our season's done. I'm done. I had no fucking, there was nothing in my head, no pipe dreams about us going any further without him. People were like, oh, well, maybe. And I'm like, even if we beat the Texans, then what? We got to play Dallas or whoever. Like, if we're going to win that game, not a chance, you know, not with a second or third string quarterback. So it doesn't matter. Just kind of. Yeah, whatever. But I actually got into it one time with a buddy of mine, his friend, who was we went to go watch a Lakers game together. And my buddy is a big Celtics fan, and it was Celtics Lakers game. And his friend that I had never met before was a big Lakers fan also. So we're watching this game, and, you know, me and his buddy are rooting for the Lakers, and he's rooting for the Celtics. And it was a year when I knew we weren't going to make, you know, we were maybe going to make the playoffs, but beyond that, like, there was no chance the Lakers were going to win a title that year.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to my buddy's friend, who is the Lakers fan also.
So this is probably in the last, like, five.
This
five
is like probably 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I think it was right before the Lakers got Gasol, right in between, you know, like Shaq and Gasol. So when they just weren't there yet. And my buddy's friend, who was a Lakers fan, was like, oh, no, we're going to make the playoffs this year and we're going to win. I'm like, I don't think so, man. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, we will. I'm a big fan. I go, listen, there's no one who's a bigger Lakers fan than I am. I grew up on the Lakers. I love the Lakers. I will always be a diehard Lakers fan. I bleed purple and gold. What I also am is not living in a land of make-believe. I can be realistic and look at my team and be like, yeah, we ain't fucking good enough, dude. There's no way in hell. Is the rest of the team dying on All-Star Day in Phoenix? Is there like a Al-Qaeda crashing a plane into some arena where half of the NBA is? Is that why the Lakers get a chance to win? Because otherwise, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And I remember how mad he got at me because they didn't believe the Lakers could win. And I'm like, dude, I'm just being realistic. Like, we look at our team. We're not good enough. Well, don't get me wrong. He kept like getting mad. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I want them to win. I would love for them to win. It's not going to happen, yeah, though. At a certain point, you just have to be willing to understand the reality.
You got to have faith.
Oh, God. No. Faith is one thing. Foolish, sometimes just
yes,
foolish.
Yes, but it's you either believe or you don't.
No, I always love my team, but I'm also realistic. Yeah. You know, I can't.
Well, you're year-round bah humbug.
That's not a bah humbug.
You're a good sports podcaster.
Yeah, you just reality.
You can have fun with it. You can have your team that you get excited for, but you just keep it real and are just normal, and that's really appreciated.
Yeah.
And some of those sports podcaster guys are just like really over the top, a little bit like crazy.
Sure. And
you'll have to come up with, even though people can't see you, you still have to come up with a signature look. Because I love the sportscasters that have like the...
You don't think I have a signature look?
I mean... No, not really. I mean, you could do like the always have fun socks on.
Mm-hmm.
And like every, you know, since now that we get to post little things and stuff like that, you know, be like socks of the day.
Yeah, socks of
but
the day.
But I love that. I don't know. I just like that sportscaster that he has the crazy suits.
Oh, Craig Sager.
Craig Sager,
yeah. He just died.
Yeah.
So Craig Sager is my hero. I want to go to that estate sale just to get some of those suits. That guy balled out of control.
I know. I thought there was going to be like a big auction for it or something.
All right. Our guest is going to be here shortly. Hannah Tilley, great comedian, one of my favorites. She's a sweetheart, just super funny. And really, in the last few months, been just growing by leaps and bounds. She's a phenom. I'm excited to have her on. So, but before we do that, before we get to the break, let's get into some Monica's Munchies.
Chichita. Now it's time for... Monica's Munchies.
All right, well, I just moved over to a Dishman Mike in 16th, so there's a couple new restaurants around me that I'm really interested in trying. This one is called Bangkok Thai. There is a location on Grand, I believe, as well.
There's one down, isn't there Bangkok Thai down by Nolai?
No, that's Thai Bamboo.
No, down by Nolai in the river? Thai.
It's not Thai Bamboo, it's Bangkok. It's not the same, though.
Anyway, Bangkok Thai.
Oh, no, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Okay, so I've never been to any of the ones as far as, yeah, so there's one on Grand. Yeah, that is the one because it's off of Trent. And then the one on Argonne. The one on Argonne's a little is kind of smaller, a little more hidden. It's right around the corner from Badass, since you'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's always traditionally some things that I get. You've been with me. You know how much I love Thai food.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I always like to get the Tom Kha Gai soup, which is the coconut curry broth with chicken and mushrooms. That one was amazing. There wasn't a lot of spice on it. I think I got a 4. I think it's another one of those places where they are a little safe on the spice, so just
sure.
Tell them to go for it full blast if you want.
Err on the side of caution on the,
yeah.
For the.
And I got the pad thai. You know, I always like to check out how traditional a pad thai is, and this is definitely one of the more traditional ones that I'd found. And then we did a beef dish with like a brown sauce and mushrooms, bell peppers, broccoli, and everything like that. And my mom is. I didn't add any. I think I just did a 3 on the spice to that. But my mom's pretty she isn't too extravagant with her food choices, and she loved this and wasn't going to let me keep the leftovers at my house. But everything overall was phenomenal. It is a little more on the pricey side. I do like when I can find Thai a little less expensive. Like that's always a nice find for me. But this is definitely you're paying for quality.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. Yeah, and I'm enjoying finding new little spots around my house to check out because everybody.
Have you been to that pizza place, that Badlander Pizza or whatever it's called, or like there's some pizza place right over there? It's supposed to be pretty good, or like it's kind of I think it's Badlander or something.
Oh, are you talking about they've got like games and stuff?
Yeah, yeah,
kids? Yeah. That place is right on Dishman Micah in like 16.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks from your house, it's like just one street over.
Savage Land. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before I think try I've it seen out. That sign and not really known what was over there.
Yeah.
So just right before it's right before 8th then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's
well, maybe we could go there tomorrow before the brewery tasting.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm down. The one thing I will say about Spokane is we have terrible Asian food for the most part, except for Thai. We actually have some really good Thai places.
Yeah, I cannot find a Chinese place that I'm really like, finally. Ming Hua is probably the closest that I've found, but I still cannot just get good Chinese here. But Thai, we actually do pretty well. And pho, which is Vietnamese, so...
Okay, what do you give it on the? Sorry, guest is here. I don't want to rush you, but what do we get? What do you give it on the munchie meter?
I give it an 8.5. Really great quality. Only thing, just a little pricey. With Asian food, I like to be able to try lots of different things. So it's nicer when you can find things that are a little more economical. But
yeah, it's one thing too about Spokane. The Asian food prices seem to be higher.
It did, because
like in bigger cities, you can pick a couple things and kind of eat them with the table.
Right.
They're big enough. They're not like family style, but they're big enough where like 2 to 3 people can have a couple pieces of it, and you can pick through like 6 things. And I like that too when you go to an Asian place. So
I just always feel like you want to do family style, and so when it's just 2 people eating, you know, buying more than 2 entrees and soup and it being over $40 is
crazy.
So I do like when they do like combination things or cheaper prices, but excellent, check it out.
All right, so check out Taste of Thai,
Bangkok Thai.
There are a couple locations all over town, so try them out there. Monica's pick of the week for Monica's Munchies.
The address for mine was 101 North Argonne Road.
Perfect, check it out, and go into, you can look up all the past places on the website of Monica's visited, and just go through the podcast or search Monica's Munchies, and you'll get a list of all the places she's done over the years. So there's some good ones on there. Go back through and check them out. But we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back with comedian Hannah Tilley.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies. And while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Piney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks.
That is.
And the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
I don't know how to... He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack. What the... She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me...
What? What? He wants... to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
This week in Deez Nuts. The fascination with the undead is one of the largest trends in modern fiction, and the debate of how long one would last in a zombie apocalypse is a constant topic of conversation. But recent research shows that life with zombies wouldn't last that long. A new study concludes that ravening zombie hordes would reduce Earth's population to no more than 200 survivors within 100 days. The research also showed that it will take 1.5 more seasons of The Walking Dead to make everyone want to kill themselves. And that's this week in D's Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Oh.
D's Nuts.
Welcome back, folks.